Om Sri Sai Ram, I offer my most prayerful pranams at Bhagavan's lotus feet. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, I stand here today representing a group called the Sai Sannidhi Group, consisting of alumni of the Sri Satya Sai educational institutions and who have been blessed with the golden opportunity of serving Bhagavan in the various institutions established by him, the university, the trust, the hospitals, and so on. I would like to entitle the reminiscences that I would like to present today as His Choice, His Voice, His Voice. All the members of the Sai Sannidhi group, in their heart of hearts, know that the choice to be a part of this group, the choice to serve him, was never theirs. It was Bhagavan who made that decision, that choice for them. In his infinite compassion, in his infinite mercy, he made them small instruments in his divine mission. I would like to illustrate this with a personal experience of mine, in which Bhagavan made the choice for me to be a part of this group. This incident happened in the year 1986, when I was studying my third year BCom at Vrindavan campus. After BCom, I was not yet decided as to what to do, pursue. It could have been CA, Chartered Accountancy. It could have been MBA in any other institute, or it could have been the Union Public Service. In the month of December 1986, I wanted to take Bhagavan's permission to write the CAT examination for the Indian Institute of Management MBAs. Incidentally, the executive rat race for MBAs starts with a CAT examination. So Bhagavan, who was there in Vrindavan that time, was available to take permission. One day in the morning, when Bhagavan was going for darshan, thousands of people were waiting for him to have his darshan in the Sai Ram shed, and we students were sitting in the Trayi compound. In all my innocence, I made it bold to Bhagavan and prayed to him to bless me to write the CAT examination to join the MBA course in the Indian Institute of Management. Very patiently, Bhagavan asked me what that exam was, and I explained to him that it was for joining the MBA course in the IIMs. Immediately, Bhagavan asked me, why do you want to go and do MBA outside? We have MBA in our own institute. Bhagavan had started in 1986 the MBA program. Then Bhagavan took a lot of time to explain to me why I should study in this institute only. He explained to me the various advantages in terms of the environment, in terms of the education system, and wanted me to continue. However, Bhagavan always has his punchline, and that punchline he gives in such a manner that you never forget it throughout your life. And this punch manner came in a very, very strange way. As Bhagavan was advising me in the Trayi compound, from nowhere, it was unimaginable, from nowhere, suddenly a stray dog ran very close to where Bhagavan was advising me. It distracted everybody's attention, and Bhagavan saw that, and he used that as the punchline. Bhagavan saw that dog, pointed towards that dog, and told me, If you go outside, you will roam like that dog. It was sufficient for me to understand that Bhagavan had made the choice. It was his choice that I had to continue studying in Bhagavan's institutions. I was blessed with the opportunity to study and be a part of the second batch of the MBA students. Even by the time I completed my MBA, even before the results were declared, Bhagavan, in his infinite grace, blessed me to continue and do the PhD program. And even before I finished my PhD, even before I submitted my doctoral thesis, Bhagavan gave me an opportunity to continue serving him in the university. This is an experience not just only of mine, and I know every member of the Sai Sannidhi has some such experience to share, where they would like to highlight that it was his choice in making us a part of this group, hallowed group. Not only Bhagavan made his choice in our lives, he also made us his boys. We were all nourished by him. He showered his love on us. Just to illustrate, in the year 1989, as I just mentioned, Bhagavan allowed me to do the PhD program. As I joined for the PhD, even before I registered for the course, Bhagavan instructed that I should no more depend upon my parents for any financial help, because I had finished my studies officially. I joined for the course unofficially even before registration in the month of June, and on July and August 1st, Bhagavan ensured that I will have enough funds to manage those months of July and August. And I was staying in the mandir at that time. Towards the end of August, Bhagavan made me join the hostel. It was September 1st, and I was expecting that Bhagavan would bless me with funds for the month of September. Nothing happened. The entire month of September passed, and it was October 1st. It was a Sunday. Just before coming for morning darshans, I had a very beautiful dream. In the dream, Bhagavan asked me directly, "How are you managing your finances?" Outwardly in the dream, I replied to Bhagavan, "Swami, you know everything." However, inside me, within me, in the dream itself, I was telling, "Swami, on July 1st and August 1st, you gave me enough finances to take care of the month. The September 1st came, you did not do anything. Today is October 1st, Swami, you please take care." However, this I was telling within myself internally. Outside, I was only telling Swami, you know everything. We came for morning darshan, and during the darshan, Swami saw me very intently and went. We finished darshan, went back to the hostel, and then warden, after the darshans, called me. As I entered the office of the warden, he gave me a slip. It was the hostel mess bill. And there he gave me the instruction. Swami gave him the finances to ensure that the mess bill will be paid. With specific instructions, Swami had told the warden to tell me, and this was the communication the warden passed on. Swami told, "Tell Shivakumar that though today is October 1st, the bill is being paid on October 1st, tell him very clearly that this finance is not for the month of October, but for the month of September. The bill is being paid for the month of September." This is how Swami nourished us and gave us all the strength and all the love to serve him. And this gives us the strength even to this day to continue serving him. And this gives us the opportunity to all of us, because he made the choice, his choice, we became his boys. And today, he gave us the opportunity to be his voice. Bhagavan has always told his life is his message, his voice. He also wants all of us, our lives, to be made his message. We pray to Bhagavan to continue blessing us, to give us the strength always, so that we would always remain his voice. We will always remain his voice, so that in our lives, we will be able to serve Him in whatever small way, just like the squirrel served Lord Rama, in whatever small way we can serve Him in His divine mission. We are all extremely grateful to Bhagavan for giving us this wonderful opportunity of this lifetime, so that He made His choice, made us all His boys, so that today we all, and today and for the future, we all can be His voice. I would like to conclude my short reminiscence by praying to Bhagavan to bless all of us with His benedictory address on this holy divine occasion. Sai Ram.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూపులారు, సత్యసాయి సంస్థల అధ్యక్షుల యొక్క సమావేశము నిర్విరామంగా అతి ప్రశాంతంగా కొనసాగి నీటితో సమాప్తి అయింది.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూపస్, ది ఆఫీస్ బేరర్స్ ఆఫ్ వేరియస్ ఆర్గనైజేషన్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ పార్టిసిపేటింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ కాన్ఫరెన్స్ విచ్ హెస్ కమ్ టు ఎన్ ఎండ్ టుడే.
నేటి ప్రపంచమున ధనము కోసమై, అధికార కోసమై, కీర్తి కోసమై పిచ్చివారవుతున్నారు. కానీ సాయి సంస్థల యొక్క అధ్యక్షులు తమ ఆశయముల నిమిత్తమే పిచ్చివారు కావటం అత్యవసరం.
ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ టుడే పీపుల్ ఆర్ బికమింగ్ మ్యాడ్. దే ఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది వెల్త్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ అక్వైరింగ్ పొజిషన్స్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ అక్వైరింగ్ అథారిటీ. దిస్ మ్యాడ్ అటాచ్మెంట్ టు వెల్త్, టు పొజిషన్ అండ్ అథారిటీ ఈజ్ ది రూల్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్ టుడే. బట్ ది ఆఫీస్ బేరర్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సాయి ఆర్గనైజేషన్ షుడ్ బికమ్ మ్యాడ్ ఓవర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్ దేర్ ఐడియల్స్ అండ్ దేర్ ఐడియాస్.
ఈనాడు ప్రపంచములకు కావాల్సినటువంటిది కొత్త మతం కాదు, లేక కొత్త మంత్రం కాదు, లేక కొత్త సమాజం కాదు. అచంచలమైనటువంటి యొక్క హృదయము, నిర్మలమైనటువంటి మనస్సు అత్యవసరం.
What the world needs today is not a new religion, it's not a new mantra, or it's not a new tactics, but what the world needs today is a pure mind and is a clean mind.
కనుక ఈనాడు అన్ని మతముల యొక్క సారము చిత్తశుద్ధి అన్నటువంటి సత్యాన్ని మనం గుర్తించడం అత్యవసరం.
It is necessary for us to recognize today that purity of mind is the essence of all religions.
దైవం సర్వవ్యాపకుడు, అణువునందు అణువుగను, ఘనమునందు ఘనముగను తాను సంపూర్ణుడుగా ఉంటుండి లోక పరిపాలన జరుపుతున్నాడు.
God is omnipresent, He is present everywhere, He is as an infinitesimal thing in all small things, He is an infinity in all large things, thus He is ruling and controlling the whole world.
అట్టి సంపూర్ణమైనటువంటి పరమాత్మని పూర్ణముగా ఎట్టివారు కూడా వర్ణించటకు సాధ్యం కాదు.
Such an infinite Lord, such an infinite Paramatma can never be described completely by anyone who has no comprehension of such a large infinity.
నలుగురు గుడ్డివారు చేరి ఒక ఏనుగు యొక్క స్వరూపమును గుర్తించడానికి ప్రయత్నం సల్పి ఒక్కొక్కరు ఒక్కొక్క అంగమును స్పర్శించి ఆ యొక్క అంగమును మాత్రమే వర్ణించి ఏనుగు యొక్క ఆకారం నిరూపించారు.
A few blind people with a view to describe an elephant go near the elephant and each one recognizes one limb of the elephant and all of them together describing different limbs they think that they are describing the elephant.
అట్టుల్ని ఈనాడు కూడాను అనేక మంది మతకర్తలంతా కూడాను ఇలాంటి ఒక్కొక్క భాగమును మాత్రమే తాము అనుభవించి ఆచరించి లోకానికి అందించి ఇది ఏ విశ్వమతమని కూడాను నిరూపిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
In the same manner, today, the founders of many religions, each one of them recognizing one aspect of this infinite Lord, have been thinking that the aspect which they have recognized represents the universal aspect, and they have been putting forward the view that what they know, the limited knowledge which they have acquired, is universal religion.
Kanuka, yetti matakattalu vicharinchi ప్రబోధించినప్పటికీ ఇది పూర్ణమైనటువంటి విశ్వమతం కానిలేదు. పూర్ణ విశ్వమతమును ఎవరు కూడా వర్ణించటం సాధ్యం కాదు. ఈ పూర్ణ స్వరూపుడైనటువంటి పరమాత్మని పూర్ణమతమును వర్ణించడానికి సాధ్యమవుతుంది.
Whoever the founder of whatever religion it may be, it is not possible for him to describe this universal aspect of religion because it's only a part of this universal infinite aspect of religion. The only one who can describe completely this universal aspect is the Lord Himself, who is the founder of this universal religion.
మతము ఒక్కటే, ఆ ఒక్క మతము మానవ మతము. There is only one caste of humanity. There is only one religion, religion of love. There is only one God, he is omnipresent, he is Satya Sai.
In the same manner, God is only one. There is only one caste, and that is the caste of humanity. There is only one religion, and that is the religion of love. There is only one God, and that God is omnipresent, and that is Satya Sai.
Divyatma Swarupulara, మీరు సత్యసాయి అనగా కేవలము ఈ ఐదు అడుగుల దేహములకు మాత్రమే మీరు ఈ సత్యసాయి నామమును అరికట్టడానికి వీలు కాదు.
Divyatma Swarupas, it is not possible for you to attribute the name of Satya Sai to this human form which is only 5 feet long. This is not right.
Satya Sai. Satyam paina pavalinchinatuvanti vaadu Satya Sai.
The meaning of Satya Sai is Satya, truth. Sai is one who is resting on truth.
Deenini puraskarinchukoni truth is God, live in truth.
It is in this context we have said that truth is God, live in truth.
Make others live in truth, all shall be well.
Make others live in truth, all will be well.
Kanuka manamu satyamulo nivasinchi, satyamunu grahinchi, satyamunu darshinchi, satyamulo leenamayyetundi prayatnamulu poonukotame Satya Sai yokka samsthala yokka aashayam.
The ambitions of the Satya Sai organization must be understand the truth, live in truth and accept the truth.
Jeevitanubhavam okati unnadi marokati.
The experience of life, what we see in our life as an experience is one thing, the truth and the fact that exists is something quite different.
మనం కూర్చున్నటువంటి బల్ల కొంత కదిలినప్పుడు లేక తిరిగినప్పుడు మనం కూడా నువ్వు తిరుగుతుంటాం కదులుతుంటాం. ఇది నిత్యానుభవంలో ఉన్నటువంటి విషయం.
When the plank on which we stand, if that shakes a little, then we also move a little. This is a kind of experience which we get every day.
మనం ఒక కారులో కూర్చున్నప్పుడు కానీ లేక బస్సులో ప్రయాణమయ్యేటువంటి సమయంలో కానీ బండిలో కూర్చున్నప్పుడు కానీ ఆ బండి కదిలినప్పుడు మనం కూడా నువ్వు కదులుతుంటాం. ఇది నిత్యానుభవం.
While traveling in a car or traveling in a cart, when we sit there and when the car or the cart shakes a little, we also shake. This is a daily experience.
మరొక కోణంలో మనం విచారించినప్పుడు మనం ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క ఈ భూమి గంటకు ఎన్నో వేల మైళ్ళు తిరుగుతూ ఉంటున్నది. ఇంతగా కదలిక ఉండినప్పటికీ భూమి ఏమాత్రము కదలినట్టుగా మనకు గోచరిస్తుండాలి.
When we see this from another angle, while we are standing on the earth is moving and is going round itself at great speed, at several thousands of miles every hour, and yet we do not feel the motion at all, and we don't feel the shake.
కనుక అది సత్యమా ఇది సత్యమా? నిత్యానుభవం సత్యమా? ప్రకృతి యొక్క స్థితి సత్యమా?
Here we should ask the question, is that truth or is this the truth? What we experience, is that the truth or is the existence of something contrary to our experience, is that the truth?
Kanuka manam kevalam manavuni matrame manam pilabadutunnam kani manavulam kaavu manam kudunu daiva swarupulame daivam nunchi vachinatundi varam daiva swarupulame kani anyanam kaadaneetundi oka satyanni kudunu meeru gurtinchi vachinchadam atyavasaram.
We are under the illusion that we are just ordinary human beings. This is not so. You should recognize the truth that you have emanated from divinity and you have divine qualities in you and you are not mere human beings.
Divyatma swarupulara, ఈనాడు యావత్ ప్రపంచమంతా కూడా ఒక ప్రశాంతి నియమం లోపల అన్నదమ్ముల వలె అక్క చెల్లెండ్రు వలె కలిసిమెలిసి మెలగాడటం, ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దృశ్యాన్ని మనం యావత్ ప్రపంచానికి కూడా పంచటం ఇది సరైనటువంటి అవకాశము. ఇలాంటి అవకాశం పురస్కరించుకుని మీరు కార్యకర్తలుగా కంకణం కట్టి మన పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ధర్మ ప్రచారమును గావించుకునేటువంటి దాంట్లో మీరు ప్రసిద్ధులు కావించాలి, ఆదర్శప్రాయులుగా నిలచాలని నేను ఆశిస్తున్నాను.
దివ్యాత్మ స్వరూప, that today the whole world has assembled in Prashanthi Nilayam as brothers and sisters is a sight for people to see, which you should propagate and let other brothers and sisters in the world recognize the importance of this sight. This is a proper opportunity for you to train yourselves to see the good and propagate these ideals to others in the world.
Adarshaprayuluga pravartinchalasinatundi meeru ఒక్క క్రమశిక్షణ మాత్రమే యావత్ ప్రపంచమును కూడా నిమించుకోవటం అత్యవసరం.
those of you who have to set an example to the rest of the world as ideal citizens, you have to propagate the necessity for one common accepted discipline amongst all of you.
మన భావములు వేరుగా ఉండవచ్చును, మన ఉద్దేశములు వేరు కావచ్చును, మన దేశములు వేరు కావచ్చును, మన మతములు వేరు కావచ్చును, మన భాషలు వేరు కావచ్చును, కానీ సాయి యొక్క ఆశయం మాత్రం వేరు కానీ.
Our ideas may be different. Our ideals may be different. We may belong to different countries. Our religions may be different. Our languages may be different. But Sai's ideals cannot be different. They are one and only one.
Kanuka Sai samastala adhyakshulainatundi meeru Sai aashayanni yavat prapanchamunaku okkati gane viswasinchi aacharimpa cheyatam atyavasaram.
But those of you who are members of the Sai organizations should have belief and should have faith that Sai's ideal is only one. And when you teach to the rest of the citizens in the world, you should teach it as one and not as many.
దీనికి ఒక చిన్న ఉదాహరణ.
There is one small example for this.
మన పవిత్రమైనటువంటి ప్రశాంతనిలయమందు పురుషులు వేరు స్త్రీలు వేరుగా కూర్చోవటం, ఇలాంటి సమావేశం లోపల ఎవరి పనులు వారు మాత్రమే చూచుకోవటం, ఎవరి కర్తవ్యాన్ని వారు మాత్రమే నిర్వహించడం, ఇలాంటివి జరుగుతూ ఉంటున్నాయి.
ఇన్ ది సీక్రెట్ ప్రిసింక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రశాంత నిలయం ఇట్ ఈస్ కస్టమరీ అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది ట్రెడిషన్ దట్ మెన్ సిట్ సెపరేట్లీ, విమెన్ సిట్ సెపరేట్లీ. ఈచ్ గ్రూప్ లుక్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది వర్క్ దట్ ఈస్ అసైన్డ్ టు దెమ్ అండ్ దే డు నాట్ మిక్స్ విత్ ఈచ్ అదర్.
ఇది సాయి యొక్క సాంప్రదాయమై ఉంటుంది.
This is the tradition in the Sai organizations.
Ade vidhamugane America endukani, South Africa endukani, Germany endukani, Italy endukani, aneka deshasthulanta ikkadiki vacharu. Ide krama shichchanu aaya deshamunandu kudunu paatinchadam atyavasaram.
In the same manner, whether it is in America or South Africa or Germany or Italy, in every other country, it is necessary for us to observe the same discipline in every other country.
Kani aaya deshamulandu aaya reetiga jaragatam ledu. Aada magalu iddaru kudunu cheripotamu, aneka reetiga asabhyanga pravartinchatamu, madhya madhyalo leyatamu, madhya madhyalo raavatamu, ilantivanta sambhavistu untuntayi. Alantivi sai samasthalaku emaatramu sambandham kaaneru.
But such discipline is not being observed in those countries. They come in a haphazard manner. Men and women mix together. They get up during the conference or during the bhajan and they walk away. And they do all kinds of things which are not permissible in such an organization and that can never happen in a Sai organization.
సత్య సాయి సంస్థలని పేరు పెట్టుకున్నటువంటి వారు సత్య సాయి ఆశయాలను సరైనటువంటి లక్ష్యంలో పెట్టుకోవటమే సత్య సాయి సంస్థల యొక్క ఒక సగౌరవం. దీనికి అధికారం.
Those who have taken the name of a Satya Sai organization, it becomes essential and necessary that they should also adopt the ideals of the Satya Sai organization.
ఈ విధంగా స్త్రీ పురుషులు కలిసి ఉండటం అనేటువంటిది, వేరువేరుగా ఉండటం అనేటువంటిది మా దేశంలోకి వీలు కాదే అనేటువంటి వారు సత్య సాయి సంస్థలు స్థాపించడం అవసరం లేదు, మా కట్టి సంస్థలు కూడా అక్కర్లేదు.
Such of those who feel that men and women to be separate and men and women to do their work without mixing with each other is not possible in their respective countries, they need not join the Satya Sai organizations. We do not want such people in the Satya Sai organizations.
Yedo kontha kaalamaina kudanu oka 10 nimishamlaina kudanu ee yokka indriyamulu tattamnu ke maatram kudanu sambandham kaakunda nischalanga nirmalanga kurchuni bhagavat chintana gaavinchukuneetundi ee satsangamulu yendu kudanu indriyamulu udreka parcheetundi yokka pravartanalu jarapatam aneetundi samasthalaku ye maatram kudanu sariyaneetundi kaaledu.
If one is not able to control for a few minutes, for 10 or 15 minutes and participate in such an activity which will not excite sensory pleasures and sensory organs, if you cannot do that, then there is no point in participating in such a divine meeting.
అయితే నేటి ప్రపంచం లోపల అనేక రకములైనటువంటి సంస్థలు ప్రారంభమై తద్వారా ఆస్తికత్వం అనేటువంటిది అడుగంటిపోయి నాస్తికత్వం విజృంభించేయటం చేతనే ఇలాంటి సంస్థలు కట్టుదిట్టములుగా పెట్టి ఏ కొంతమంది అయినా కూడా దేశవ్యాప్తిని గావించి విశ్వవ్యాప్తిని గావించి ఈ సరైనటువంటి ఆశయాలను విజృంభింపచేయడానికి కలిగినటువంటి యొక్క ఉత్సాహాన్ని అందించేటువంటి నిమిత్తమై ఈ సంస్థలు స్థాపించాము.
Unfortunately, in the world today, many such organizations have come up. Many such organizations have not been caring for discipline, and by the indiscipline which they propagate, they have ruined belief in God. They have removed theism and they have propagated atheism. In order that such a thing should not take place, we have established these ideals and we enforce strict ideals and discipline in the Satya Sai organizations.
Ippudu Satya Sai yokka samasthalu kaakunda maroka perutho oka samastha jarugutunnadu anukondi, ఆ సంస్థల్లో ఒక కొంత అసభ్యమైనటువంటి కొంత అధర్మమైనటువంటి కార్యములు జరుగుతున్నప్పుడు సత్యసాయ సంస్థల వారు పోయి ఏమిటయ్యా నీవు ఇట్లా చేస్తున్నావా అని అడిగేటువంటి అధికారం లేదు. ఆ విధంగా అడిగినప్పుడు ఆ సంస్థల వారు హూ ఆర్ యూ, నీవెవరని ప్రశ్నించవచ్చును. కనుక మనకు అధికారం ఉండదు. అధికారము కొంతవరకును అట్టి పెడమార్గం పట్టనివ్వకుండా సరి అయినటువంటి సక్రమమైనటువంటి మార్గంలో పెట్టేటువంటి నిమిత్తమై ఇలాంటి సత్యసాయ సంస్థల యొక్క క్రమశిక్షణను ప్రత్యేకమైనటువంటి ఒక మార్గంలో నియమిస్తూ వచ్చాం.
Let us take the instance of some other organization doing some improper things or incorrect things. Then the members of the Satya Sai organization cannot go and tell them, you are doing improper things, you are doing incorrect things. They will turn around and ask you, who are you? How have you the right to tell us that you are doing improper things or incorrect things? So the members of the Satya Sai organization, in order that they may acquire the right to correct improper and incorrect things in other organizations, should discipline themselves first. That's the reason why we have laid down a strict code of conduct and discipline for the members of the Satya Sai organization.
Divyatma Swarupulara, Satya Sai Seva Dalam Yandu, Seva Samthali Yandu Chernetinte Sabhyulandaru Kuda Okka Talli Biddala Vale Meeru Bhavinchukovali. Okarikokari Viruddhamainatunte Bhavamu Cheyachu Kani Leka Asuyalu Kani Ee Vidha Adambaramainatunte Yokka Tattvamulu Kani Pradarshinchukunda Undadaniki Tagina Prayatnam Cheyali.
Divyatma Swarupas, all those who join the various limbs of the Satya Sai organizations should regard all of you as children of one mother. There should be no difference between you. There should be no hatred amongst you. There should be no attempt to make any exhibitionism and just show off amongst you.
చతుర్భుజం ప్రసన్నవదనం ధ్యాయేత్ సర్వవిఘ్నోపశాంతయే అగజా గజానన మహర్నిశం అనేకదంతం భక్తానాం ఏకదంతము పాస్మహే
Salutations to the most benign and beautiful. Lord of all auspicious beginnings, the master of knowledge and wisdom, prosperity and tranquility. Jaraswami, we, the members of the Sai Sannidhi group, offer ourselves at your divine lotus feet with utmost reverence and humility. Every day, as we engage in the duties assigned by you, at every opportunity, we are able to put a smile on someone else's face. At every chance, we are able to lend a helping hand to a young student, a needy patient, and a seeking devotee. Our heart goes out to you, Lord, in deep gratitude and surrender. We feel you every day, Swami. As each day passes, we feel your love more and more in greater measure and in higher degree. Dear Lord, whatever we may do, in whichever project we may be engaged in, whatever be the role and responsibility that we are assigned with, please bless us such that we may never ever fail to feel your presence in every moment of our lives. Please be with us, dear Lord. In 1994, one evening in Vrindavan, as the bhajan session was going on, one singer melodiously started a bhajan extolling the Lord as our mother. And the moment this began, one student who had just joined the campus started crying and sobbing uncontrollably. Incidentally, he had lost his mother in his childhood. After the bhajan session was over, the students had the privilege to go inside Bhagwan's residence for a trayi session. And that evening, as Bhagwan came inside, he did not sit in the jhula. He went round the hall looking till he found this boy. And the moment he spotted him, Swami beckoned him near, held him in a most loving embrace, and he said, "This boy lost his mother, but this boy lost only one mother. I will give him the love of a million mothers." And the next moment, his hand moved in the air and out emerged a beautiful, sparkling ring. And from then on, the story of this boy's life can only be described as most touching and transforming. A very successful banker and entrepreneur now, he waits eagerly for every opportunity to be of use to his divine mother. Most merciful mother, each one of us here have had not one but several such life-altering moments. However much occupied you may be, the moment we call out, you rush to wipe our tears, and with much patience and love pacify our soul with your boundless concern and unceasing care. E talliki untundi intati prema.
ఏ తల్లికి ఉంటుంది ఇంతటి ప్రేమ, సాయి మాతకు కాక జీవులపైన. తల్లికి ఉంటుంది ఎంతటి ప్రేమ సాయి మాతకు తాతా జీవుల పైన సాయి పర బ్రహ్మము ఏ తల్లికి ఉంటుంది ఇంతటి ప్రేమ సాయి మాతకో తాతా జీవుల పైన ఏ తల్లికి ఉంటుంది ఇంతటి ప్రేమ సాయి మాతకో తాతా జీవుల పైన సాయి మాతకో తాతా జీవుల పైన
In a letter that Bhagwan wrote to the students in Vrindavan more than 4 decades ago, Swami said, "Dear loved ones, you ask, how will you know when I am near you? When on a sultry night, everything is hot and still, the first cool breeze brushes your cheek. Know that it is I who is caressing you. Think of me. When your mouth is parched, and you can hardly speak, the first sip of cool water. Know that it is I who is soothing you. Think of me. When I sprinkle your face with rain and wash the earth and dry brown leaves, the first smell of clean rain. Know that it is I who is cleansing you. Think of me." Swami went on to add, "There are 2 types of love, personal love and impersonal love. Personal love pertains to the physical part of my being," Swami said. "But impersonal love is that which gets revealed in your heart, and then you begin to realize the wonderful universal existence of my being. In fact, it is in this state that we experience him and his love in every flower and bower, in every rain and pain, every trial and triumph, every disappointment and every victory. For Swami says, this Sai is truly your Hrudayasthai, the only one who exists, the only one who is in us and around us, be it tragedy or ecstasy."
जाए तरवर की छाया, ऐसा ही सुख मेरे मन को मिला है मैं जब से शरण तेरी आई। शरण तेरी आया मेरे साथ। हुआ मेरा मन का कोई मिलना रहा था सहारा, लहरों से लड़ते कोई नाम को जैसे मिलना की गर्मी से जलते हुए तन को मिल जाए दरवर की छाया, ऐसा ही सुख मेरे मन को मिला है मैं जब से शरण तेरी आया मेरे साथ, आया मेरे साथ,
Ramachandra, by a speck of the dust of your divine feet, you transformed a mere stone into an heavenly angel. O Shyamasundara, by your silken touch, you converted a simple and hollow bamboo reed into a magical flute. O Krishna, just for a handful of puffed rice, you bestowed Kuchela with wealth and grace abounding. O Sai Krishna, you, without even asking for anything or expecting anything from anyone, just gave everything and continue to give, give and give. Your heart, dear Lord, is softer than butter, melting away for others incessantly, selflessly, endlessly. This is what is conveyed in the next offering. Sai Rama, He Ghanashyama. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we too strive to sincerely practice in our lives to give all and take nothing, serve all and be nothing.
Let
Bhagwan, during your visit to the Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital in 2008, when one of the staff members asked, "Swami, do we really need to provide free care to all?" You said, "These patients who come to our hospital, for me, they are like our own family members, our kith and kin. Do you charge something for doing a service to a member of your own family?" And Swami, now at this moment, even as this program is going on, there is a beggar who was picked up from the street and brought with utmost care by the members of the Sai organization of Orissa to your super speciality hospital in Bangalore to be cured of a grade 4 tumor that has almost paralyzed her brain since last 4 years. Such stories, dear Lord, are innumerable. Swami, last year, when a student, after completing his education in your college, was contemplating what he should do next, you came in his dream and told him that he would be the first to get employed in his batch and that he will serve in Prashanti Nilayam. Not only this, the boy was sad that he had received in total 49 Padanamaskarams during your earthly sojourn and missed just one more to make it 50. You sensed this sorrow in his heart and in that dream said, "Hey boy, take namaskar now." Other day, when a student now working in an office inside the ashram did not know some of the intricacies and advanced features of a software, you woke him up in the early hours of the morning and told him how to effectively use that software. And with your blessing, Bhagwan, he produced a beautiful product for the devotees. For every one such instance of your grace and divine compassion that we know, Swami, there are millions that we do not know and many a times do not even realize. With your 1,000 eyes, 1,000 feet and 1,000 limbs pervading the entire cosmos, you are ever busy, Lord, for our sake, for our welfare.
जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, जिसने तेरा
Classic Karnatak Kriti, Bantu Riti Kolu, the great poet Saint Tyagaraja pleads with Lord Rama to bestow on him the chance of being his servitor. He asks for the job of a guard of Lord Rama. The reason he is seeking this is not simple. Just like Hanuman intelligently wanted the duty of snapping the fingers when Lord Rama yawned, so that this way he will always be in his presence, this was Saint Tyagaraja's way of treasuring the chance of Rama's sannidhi all the time. And he in fact gives more reasons. He says, "O Lord Rama, when you give me this job, you will also automatically have to empower me to do this task. And with this empowerment, O Lord, I will be able to destroy all the enemies, the 6 Arishadvarkas, the inner enemies of Kama, Krodha, Lobha and so on, and become pure and clean to be your servant." Tyagaraja sings further and now says, "O Lord Rama, not only this, for effectively doing this job of a guard, you will also have to endow me with instruments with which I can ward off enemies. O Rama, bless me with a shield. Give me the shield of devotion, O Rama. I also need an emblem, O Lord. Bless me with the emblem, the mudra of Rama Bhakti, O Rama. Finally, he sings, I need a sword too. Rama, please grant me the sword of Rama Nama. With these implements on my person, O Rama, I will shine brilliantly as your servant, as your servitor. How many times Bhagwan has asked for this kriti to be sung, and on every such occasion Swami was touched and moved, thereby giving to all of us such a profound lesson. Dearest Swami, by your immense compassion, you have already gifted us so many cherished responsibilities. Now, please embolden us and fortify our beings with this shield, O Swami. We ask from you this shield of sincere devotion to your lotus feet. Bantu Riti Kolu, O Sai Rama.
Shri Raghavam Dasharatatmajama Prameyam Sita Padyam Raghukulanmayam Ratna Devo
Divani, Moraine, Divani, Moraine, Divani, 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 Ramana, Ramana, Ramana,
Swami, in 2005, a student of yours found himself in Japan for his research work. And given the completely new environment, different food habits and all strangers there, initially he felt virtually like fish out of water. And it is at this point, Swami, he missed you terribly and prayed intensely. And that night, you came in his dream and said, I brought you here for my work. And next day, someone met him and took him to a Sai center 100 kilometers from where he lived. And the devotees there wanted to learn Vedic chanting from him. And from that day, for the next 7 years, he crisscrossed the islands of Japan, passionately teaching Vedic hymns to hundreds of eager aspirants. This is the only thing that gave him peace, solace, and satisfaction in that foreign land. Swami, wherever we may be, it is doing your work, interacting with your devotees, participating in your mission in some way. This is what gives fulfillment to our lives. Some of us here, Swami, after having worked in the corporate sector outside for 6 years, for 10 years, after having graduated with distinction, with many degrees and doctorates, and some from very top institutions of India and abroad, have come back seeking your proximity and to be blessed with the opportunity of serving directly in your mission, because nothing can add more meaning to our lives than savoring your love and living and serving in your presence. Now, even though Bhagwan, we are no more privileged to bask in your physical proximity, Swami, we continue to bask in your unmistakable presence within, and most mystifying omnipresence without. We cannot even imagine where and how we would have been if you would not have come into our lives at the right moment and so generously conferred on us this sannidhi of your divine presence, this pennidhi of your divine munificence. How often you would ask for the kavali, mohabbat ki kami, dil mein. And today, when we ponder on the words of that timeless kavali, mohabbat ki kami dil mein agar ehsaas hota hai, to zara jhanko to paoge ki sai paas hota hai. Yes, Swami, we know that you are as near to us as ever. You are as close to us as ever, ever guiding, ever protecting, ever inspiring, ever blessing. We cannot live without you, Swami. Sai bina raha na jaye, Swami.
मोहब्बत की कमी दिल में अगर एहसास होता है,
zara jhaanko to paoge ki saai paas hota hai. Oh, karishma ye usi ka hai ki duniya khoob surat lagti hai, varna aadmi ko aadmi kya raas hota hai. साई बिन रहा न जाए, साई बिन रहा न जाए, चैन नाए मोहे चैन नाए, जब से देखा तुझको साई मेरे दर्श के प्यासे नैना सांझ सवेरे जब से है देखा तुझको साई मेरे दर्श के प्यासे नैना सांझ सवेरे मिट मर जाए तुझ पे हमसे न रूठे तू जिंदगी सौंप दे हम चरणों में तेरे जाओ न साए मन मंदिर से जाओ न साए चैन नाए मोहे चैन नाए साई बिन रहा न जाए सांसे भी तेरी तुझ पे कुर्बान हो ये जीवन तुझ पे कुर्बान हो ये जीवन अब तमन्ना है ये मेरी
अब तमन्ना है ये मेरी बस तमन्ना
अब तमन्ना है ये मेरी
अब तमन्ना है ये मेरी बस तमन्ना है ये मेरी
साई बिन रहा न जाए
साई बिन
चैन नाए मोहे चैन
Yeah.
जाए। साईं माता पिता दीन बंधु सखा साईं माता पिता दीन बंधु सखा तेरे चरणों में साईं मेरा कोटि प्रणाम साईं मेरा कोई प्रणाम साईं माता पिता दीन बंधु सखा साईं माता पिता दीन बंधु सखा
Yeah. హృదయ మందారా భానుకోటి సుందరా
ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సబకో దీజో సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ సబకో దీజో సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ స్వరూప ఆప హై సత్య ధర్మ శాంతి ప్రేమ స్వరూప ఆప హై
స్వరూప ఆప హై शांति प्रेम सबको दीजो।
भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि भजन बिना सुख शांति नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, हरि नाम बिना आनंद नहीं, हरि भजन बिना शांति नहीं, जप जान बिना संयोग नहीं, जप जान
Yeah. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.